light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, "Zayyinu majalisakum bis-salati alayya," decorate your mahafil, your gatherings, by reciting durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me. Why? فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. For indeed, the durood, the salutations, the salawat, the salam you recite upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَلَاتَهُ وَسَلَامًا عَلَيْكَ يَا سَيِّدِي يَا حَبِيبِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ نُورٍ مِنْ نُورِ اللَّهِ. مَرْحَبًا مَرْحَبًا مَرْحَبًا. Khush Amdeed and welcome to our beautiful episode on the series The Light of Guidance. You are watching Madani Channel English. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah Ta'ala for all His bounties. We make dua. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala protect all our Muslim brothers and sisters across the globe, wherever they are. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala protect all of them. May Allah Ta'ala grant Muslims lots of sabr, lots of happiness, lots of reward in this world, in the hereafter. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant Islam lots of success. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. The 15th of Shawwal marks the urs of a very great personality. A personality who, subhanallah, was beloved to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A personality who is beloved to the entire Muslim Ummah. A personality who has a very close connection to the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And subhanAllah, that personality regarding whom I have heard, and I have heard great ulama ikram saying that when we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of this great personality, Allah ta'ala accepts the dua in his court. That's how respected and how honored this great personality is in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm referring to none other than Sayyidu Shuhada. That personality who received the title as Sayyidu Shuhada means the leader of the martyrs in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Asadullah wa Asadur Rasul, the lion of Allah and the lion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala. In other words, the beloved uncle of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, famously known as Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great personality. And Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the most prominent and famous personalities in Islamic history. And he was amongst those Sahaba ikram who in the early stages of Islam converted towards Islam, alhamdulillah. And some of his distinctive qualities is his bravery, his strength, his courage, which he had. And he displayed that courage in front of the enemies of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that made him a perfect role model for the Muslimin and the Muslim Ummah, subhanallah. And throughout his entire life, he dedicated his life to the service and the khidmat to Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Although he was the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chacha, but not even once in his life did he, try to show that, he is the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The amount of respect, the amount of honor he used to give to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was as if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is greater than him in age. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a professional military man, a skilled warrior, subhanallah. And he was distinguished by his character, possessing a keen sense of justice and reputation as the protector of the weak and the persecuted. Subhanallah. He provided invaluable assistance to the Muslim Ummah in protecting and spreading Islam, as well as in the fight against the idolaters, those who worship idols. This is a brief description and introduction I gave you to this personality. Inshallah, our focal point of discussion will be the excellence and the fadail of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And inshallah, we'll learn some beautiful points from his life and try and implement it in our lifestyles as well. And then inshallah, we will make the intention to pass the message on to others as well. So make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We will inshallah first discuss how this wonderful personality accepted Islam on the hands of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One day, whilst Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sitting quietly on a mountain, Abu Jahl and some others came to him. Abu Jahl was a sworn enemy of Islam. They laughed and ma'adallah said mean things to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Jahl even mocked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-ayadu billah by throwing dust on his forehead, which landed on the Mubarak clothes and the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite this, Allah, the character of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so wonderful that if someone, you know, attacked or tried to insult or tried to hurt the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then his nature was that for himself, he would always forgive the person and he would always overlook the acts and the filthy acts which that person did. He would never ever, you know, retaliate on someone if someone did something to him personally. No, he would never do anything. He would always forgive that person. Yes, if someone attacked the deen of Allah, if someone attacked the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you would see the wrath of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would then go and step against the idolaters and those kuffar and mushrikeen who went against Allah and the deen of Islam. But for his own personal needs, he never ever, you know, retaliated. He always forgave the next person. So when Abu Jahl came and threw dust, ma'adallah, on the Mubarak face and clothes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent and he didn't respond. He didn't say anything. Sayyidina Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time was not a Muslim, and he witnessed this disrespectful act. And although, you know, he wasn't a Muslim, but because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blood, and khun to khun hota hai na, blood is blood. So that feeling was there, that, you know, attraction, that connection, that attachment to his nephew was there. So when he saw that Abu Jahl is disrespecting my nephew, Allah, 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 Allah. So immediately, you know, he dismounted his horse and with his bow, he struck Abu Jahl on the head. Even though he had not yet embraced Islam, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu loved his nephew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deeply. In response to this attack, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib declared, I bear witness, after he struck Abu Jahl on the head with his bow, he said, I bear witness, there is no God, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah, Allah. Abu Jahl, you know, knew Sayyidina Amir Hamza's strength and bravery, and he knew that this is not a person who I can fight with. He's not a person who I can stand up to. Huh? So, you know, he did not dare to go and say something or confront Sayyidina Amir Hamza, or, you know, pick up the sword and fight against him or do anything. When he got hit on the head and he knew it was Amir Hamza who hit me, immediately he remained silent and he didn't say anything. He remained silent. Subhanallah. And this was, you know, the starting point and the changing point in the life of Sayyidina Amir Hamza. And this is when he accepted Islam on the Mubarak hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Amir Hamza played a very vital role in the early events of Islamic history. And it is also mentioned that he helped in rebuilding the Holy Kaaba after the destruction was caused by a flood. Subhanallah. So this beautiful and powerful soldier and mujahid of Islam and the lion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, when Sayyidina Amir Hamza and Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when these two personalities embraced Islam, then Islam became strong, alhamdulillah. And at that time, the Muslims went openly and they worshipped Allah ta'ala in front of the Holy Kaaba. And there was no fear, there was no khawf, there was nothing, because these two lions of the Quraysh and these two lions of Makkah accepted Islam, and now nobody dared to even look at the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and look at Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So it was very important for these giants to accept Islam in the initial stages, because as I mentioned now, you know, the kuffar were looking at opportunities to mock the Muslims, to trouble the Muslims, to hurt the Muslims, to insult the Muslims. But when these giants accepted Islam, then Allah Ta'ala defended the Muslims and the beloved Zaat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Islam with these two lions. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we will be listening to some more beautiful connections and narrations pertaining to Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Before that, we'll take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam. As soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him."
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Aankhon ka tara naam Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Poochega maula laya hai kya kya, poochega maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
When Allah will ask, "What have you brought?" I will then say, "The name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam."
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho lahad mein jis dam azizo, rakho lahad mein jis dam azizo, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Apne raza ke qurban jao, murshid piya ke qurban jao, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
محمد
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد.
May I sacrifice my life for Azhar, who taught the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nuri min nurillah. MashaAllah, aankhon ka tara naam Muhammad, dil ka ujala Name Muhammad. The light of my eyes is the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the star of my eyes. And the noor and the light of my heart is the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Very beautiful kalam written by Allama Jamilur Rahman Qadri, who is the Khalifa of Sayyidi wa Murshidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul ridwan. And very beautifully he mentions in this kalam the excellence of the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, he says, Nuhu Khalilo Musa wa Isa sabka hai aqa naam Muhammad. That the leader of everyone, Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and all the prophets alayhi salam, the leader of all the prophets is the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, puchhega maula hai laya kya kya main ye kahunga Name Muhammad. On a day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala will ask me, what have you brought? Then I will say that I have brought the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May ye kahunga Name Muhammad. Subhanallah. And then he says, you know, apne raza ke qurban jao. May I be sacrificed of my raza, means my Ahmad Raza, my Imam Ahl Sunnat, my Murshid Kareem, that great personality. Who is this great personality? Jisne sikhaya naam Muhammad, who taught me the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So this is the fezan of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, that Ala Hazrat Azimul Barakat Azimul Martabat, subhanallah, Parwana Shama'i Risalat, Sayyidi wa Murshidi Imam Ahli Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. You know, he has instilled the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everyone's hearts. And if someone has a connection to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, then you must know that personality, his heart automatically has the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the karam of Allah Ta'ala upon Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, and the fezan and nazar, the beautiful karam and the nazar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ghaus-e-Azam and Khaja Gharib Nawaz upon Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, that he has this backing of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam or Sayyidina Khaja Gharib Namaz, and it's a very strong backing, alhamdulillah. And because of that, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, you know, he is the lion of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. In fact, he is Imam of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, thousands and thousands of Sunnis across the globe, you know, respect him, honor him and revere him, and you know, khiraj tahseen pesh karte hai, and we rest our cases in front of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, you know, as Qibla Huzur Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas al-Tariq Qadri Razavi. Very beautifully, you know, he says that Ala Hazrat pe aake band hai. You know, eyes are closed on Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. You know what? We needed a guide and we have the guide. So why do you want to go in different paths and try and doing your own things? You have the person, follow him. He will take you to Ghaus-e-Azam. He will take you to Khaja Gharib Nawaz. He will take you to the awliya of Allah. He will take you in the feet of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then inshallah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have a guide, you have a mentor, you have a leader. Stay behind him and follow him. You know, today people want to use their intellect and their own brains and say, no, you know, I will do this, I will do that. And by Allah, we have seen this. I have seen with my own eyes that the person in today's time who tried to move away from Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, and he calls himself a Sunni, and he says, no, I have my differences with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, or I don't agree with him on so and so matters, or, you know, yes, he is a great scholar, but, you know, my view is this here. By Allah, we have seen those people destroyed in this world. By Allah, we have seen them destroyed. And how it happens, you know, that Allah Ta'ala knows. Because In today's time, the pehchan and the recognition of maslak of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is maslak Ala Hazrat. You cannot expect to be called a Sunni and to be on the path of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah when you have any enmity or any hatred or any animosity or any grudge against Sayyidi Imam Ahlus Sunnah. Because someone will think, I'm just having my difference of opinion with this one personality. No. Having difference of opinion with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is automatically going against the teachings of Huzur Ghausi Azam, going against the teachings of Huzur Khaja Gharib Nawaz, going against the teachings of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Why? Because Sayyidi Ala Hazrat's path is linking towards all of these paths here. And it's not something new which he has taught us. He has taught us the same message which Imam Azam Abu Hanifa has given us. He has taught us the same message which Ghausi Azam has taught us. He has given us the same message which Khaja Gharib Nawaz has given us. He has given us the same message which the Sahaba Ikram has given us from the beautiful Zat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he has passed on to us the same Sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which are present in the Quran and in the Ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's not something new. In fact, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is a muhsin of this ummah. He has done a favor upon you by collecting everything and putting in front of you in a golden platter. Your duty is just to follow this great Imam. By Allah, those who follow this Imam properly, sincerely, not just by lip service. We get people who say, hum Ala Hazrat wale, we love Ala Hazrat, he is our jaan, he is our pehchan. And then we see them doing those things which are against the teachings of Ala Hazrat. No. If you are a true devotee and a lover of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, subhanallah, we have seen those people successful in this world and the hereafter. A fresh example I will give you, since the passing of a great scholar, a mufti of Islam, subhanallah, qibla, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib, mashallah, may Allah ta'ala shower upon his grave countless mercies and countless blessings. His mission in life was maslaki Ala Hazrat, was following the path of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Alhamdulillah, when the time came to leave this world, I was present there. I saw the Mubarak Chehra. I saw the face. I saw the janaza. I saw everything. And then I knew that this is the janaza of the one who is firm on maslak of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah and firm on the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. So without any fear, without any khawf, without any, worry and tension, blindly follow the path of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Inshallah, 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 you will be successful in this world, in the hereafter as well. So this discussion started from the ashar which I was reciting, apne raza ke qurban jao jisne sikhaya naam Muhammad. He is the one who taught us this beautiful name of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. Before the break, very beautifully, we were discussing the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is Sayyidu Shuhada, and indeed he is one of the bravest companions of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How is his relation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We do know he is the uncle, but let me quickly give it to you. Sayyidina Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib was born in Makkah 2 years before the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Therefore, he was very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the age gap between Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sayyidina Amiri Hamza, although they are nephew and uncle, but the age gap was not very big. The age gap was, of 2 years between these two personalities. And Sayyidina Amiri Hamza's father was Abdul Muttalib, who is the grandfather of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, very great personality. We all know about him. And Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib is also the father of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the beloved father of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Sayyidina Amir Hamza and Sayyidina Abdullah are brothers, and therefore Sayyidina Amir Hamza becomes the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, the paternal uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Amir Hamza's mother's name was Hala bint Wahab, and the father is Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, and he belonged to the Quraysh tribe, specifically the Banu Hashim. Banu Hashim, one of the most, I would say the most respected tribe in the entire Arabia. Alhamdulillah, this is also the tribe of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the clan, the family of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. As we learned before the break, that when Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, and when he very beautifully claimed and said that I am a Muslim and I am the servant of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the enemies of Islam, did not dare to speak against Islam and go against Islam. In fact, at that time, you know, they basically went silent, and the Muslims worshipped openly. The Muslims were not tortured again, although the kuffar tried to harm Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But with this lion, alhamdulillah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was protected from the harms and the insults, ma'adhallah, of the kuffar. Sayyidina Amir Hamza was one of the most closest companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of the most closest sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And, you know, because he was basically a role model, not only after he accepted Islam, but prior to the acceptance of Islam, as we discussed, you know, he was brave and courageous, and people looked up to him. You know, people, you know, respected him, loved him, because he was brave, he had power. So when he accepted Islam, alhamdulillah, because of him, many people automatically accepted Islam on the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So basically, he was one of the means of Islam spreading in the initial stages. So basically, he is also one of the backbones of strengthening Islam. And because he was such a lovely sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him some beautiful titles, and he has four famous titles. Number one is Asadullah, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, Asadur Rasul, the lion of the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Number three, Fa'ilul Khayrat. He who does a lot of good deeds. Allah. And number four, Sayyidul Shuhada, the leader, the chief, the master of the martyrs in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Amongst these, you know, beautiful titles, three of them denote on his bravery and on his courage. The Lion of Allah, Lion of the Beloved Rasulullah, the Chief of the Martyrs, you know, which shows that he, you know, he also left this world in the battle. How, we will discuss it inshallah azza wa jal. But the third quality, Fa'ilul Khayrat, he who does a lot of good deeds. This quality I want to focus upon. And, you know, look at the personality of Sayyidina Amir Hamza. I mean, he is the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, he is the lion of Allah. He is the lion of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He has such a close connection to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is the beloved of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Despite all of these qualities, now, the thought wasn't there, and not only in his mind, in the mind of the Sahaba Ikram, this was the tarbiyat they received from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the proper teachings, you know, they received from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that despite having these high ranks, high statuses, high maratib, great personalities, they never ever thought and had this thinking that, you know, we are something, or we are great. We perform five salah, that's enough. We don't need to perform sunnah. We don't need to perform nawafil. We already have a high rank in the court of Allah. So we're giving zakat. If we are giving those who upon whom zakat was compulsory and necessary, we don't need to give sadaqah. No, we're fasting in the month of Ramadan. We don't need to do any extra fast. No, we already do lots of things. We don't need to do anything extra. No. The mentality of the Sahaba Ikram was, they knew that they were jannatis. They knew they were Sahaba Ikram. They knew they had a high rank. They knew what is their status. They knew whose company they were in. The best of the creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But not even for a split second the thought came in their mind that, you know, we are successful. No, every moment their mission was, we must keep on carrying on doing the good deeds and trying our level best to go closer to the court of Allah and closer to the beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. I mean, look at this personality. So many fadail and excellences he has, but the title he receives is Fa'ilul Khayrat, he who does a lot of good deeds. Someone cannot receive a title when he is not capable of it. He was brave, so he received the title, the Lion of Allah. He was brave, so he received the title, the Lion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was brave and he was courageous and he went for war, and in the battle he left this world. So he was given the title Sayyidul Shuhada. So a title is given when one is deserving of the titles. These are Sahaba Ikram. They're not common people like me and you. Today if someone comes and gives, you know, me or someone around us a great title, you know, you will doubt it, you know. is this person worth it? You know, Allama, Fahama, great titles. He doesn't know anything, you know. He doesn't know a few ayat of the Holy Quran. People gave him this title. He doesn't know how to do this. He doesn't know how to do it. People call him Mufti and great Mufti. He doesn't know how to write fatwa. You know, people call him Muhaddis. People call him this and this. He doesn't know anything about hadith. People call him the most knowledgeable scholar. He doesn't know anything about the deen. So in today's time, people can give false, you know, titles and big attributes. But the Sahaba Ikram, there cannot be any false attributes to them. Whatever they deserved, they received that title. So if he is the one who, he received the title Fa'ilul Khairat, the one who does the good deeds, it doesn't mean someone just gave him the title and said, no, because he's the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let's give him this title. No, he deserved that title from Allah and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which shows that his title wasn't only the one who does good deeds, he did those good deeds in his life, Allah Allah, which also denotes that how humble he was, how sincere he was, despite having such a high rank in the court of Allah and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he still carried on serving the deen of Allah and always spending the moments trying to go closer to the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and doing good deeds. Subhanallah. This is a lesson for every one of us, each one of us. Today we learn few ayat, we learn few ahadith, and we consider ourselves, you know, the best people. Allah, Allah, Allah. The lesson which we must learn from these personalities, you know, they had the greatest ranks, but the humbleness was always there. And the trying was always there. Not for a moment they stopped and said, you know, now we did enough good deeds. No, until the last moment they did whatever they could do just to please Allah and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we can do the same thing, if we can also follow their footsteps, subhanallah, then inshallah azawajal, we are successful in this world and the hereafter as well. So we make dua. May Allah Ta'ala, through the sadaqah and the wasila of these great personalities, may Allah Ta'ala inshallah enable us also to serve Him, to serve the deen of Allah every moment in our lives. And every moment may we try to carry on doing good deeds to please Allah and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah. So this is the great personality, Sayyidina Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And inshallah we will discuss some more beautiful qualities about him, but we'll quickly take a short break and listen to a beautiful package, some beautiful Madani pearls. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam.
Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred during the Battle of Uhud in 3 Hijri. His blessed grave is also situated here. The grave of Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ja'sh radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma are also situated here. Furthermore, most of the 70 companions martyred during the Battle of Uhud also rest inside the enclosed area. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi has stated in his book Jazbul Qulub, whosoever passes by the grave of the martyr of Uhud and makes salam to them, the martyrs in reply keep making salam to him till the day of judgment. Many people have heard salam from these martyrs with their own ears, especially salam from Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has been heard many times. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nuri min nurillah. MashaAllah. Welcome back to our silsila. You are watching The Light of Guidance, and very beautifully today we are discussing the uncle of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a great personality, Sayyidu Shuhada, Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Asadullah wa Asadur Rasul. And before the break, we listened to few of his beautiful qualities and attributes. And one of those was Fa'ilul Khairat, the one who does good deeds, lots of good deeds, subhanallah. And from there, we took the lesson that we should also try and always do good deeds to attain the pleasure of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if you are a Hafiz, even if you are a Mulana, even if you are a Mufti, even if you are a Lama, whatever it is, no matter how high our rank and status is, we should always try and try and please Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The title Asadullah, the Lion of Allah, was granted to Sayyidina Amir Hamza by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because, of his remarkable work and his remarkable character, and because he was so courageous. During the Battle of Badr, he was amongst the three warriors selected by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to confront the Meccan army's three best fighters. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib never ever tasted defeat. Allah, 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 Allah. Sayyidina Amir Hamza's bravery and fortitude served as an enduring example of selfless devotion to Islam for all the Muslims. And his sole purpose was to uphold the truth, virtue, and the freedom of humanity. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib's final moments in this world was, he fought in the Battle of Uhud, one of the greatest battles in the history of Islam. And, his heroic feats on the battlefield became legendary in Muslim history. However, in the Battle of Uhud, he was martyred in the same battle, where the javelin of Wahshi bin Harb, an Abyssinian slave, threw this javelin and then it pierced the Mubarak body of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and that brought the shahadat and the martyrdom of Sayyidina Amir Hamza. But later on, Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu became a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He accepted Islam, but obviously this act was prior to the acceptance of Islam. And Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was known for maintaining and upholding the familial ties and for performing good deeds in great abundance. Allah, Allah, Allah. At the time of his demise and departure from this physical world, his age was 54, and his Mubarak Mazar, his Mubarak grave, is situated near Mount Uhud in Medina in Saudi Arabia. Subhanallah. And, for those who go to the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua, may Allah take all of us, inshallah. This desire, this tamanna is there. For how long, Allah, 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 that we desire to go and visit the Mubarak Rauza Mubarak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem. Allah Ta'ala creates the means and the sources, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam calls us, then inshallah everything will work out smoothly. But our desire is to go in the Mubarak court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and when we are there, then those who have been there, those fortunate personalities, they always tell us that, first you must make hazri at the Mubarak Mazar of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and from there you take ijazat, and then you move to the exalted court, the august court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at that place the dua which is Allah, the dua which is made in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that dua is accepted in the court of Allah. People make dua for children, people make dua for so many things. You make dua, may Allah ta'ala, through the sadaqah of this great personality, may Allah Ta'ala take us, inshallah, with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem, in the court of his beloved and most noble Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah Ta'ala the sadaqah of Sayyid al-Shuhada. May Allah Ta'ala remove all our difficulties, all our afflictions, all our problems, those who have visa issues, those who have paper issues, those who have financial issues, those who have any issues. And those issues are apparently becoming some obstacles, in going to the court of Sayyidina Amir Hamza and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua, may Allah Ta'ala remove all those obstacles, and inshallah, with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem, with our relatives, may Allah Ta'ala take us, inshallah, in the court of his beloved and august Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this is the Mubarak uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a giant of Islam, a lion of Islam, Lion of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Muslimin, as believers, our duty is not just to listen about these great personalities. Our duty is to take something from their life. As today we have taken the lesson of doing good deeds, no matter however great and how high our rank and status is. This is how we should be. This is what our, you know, mission should be in life. We should keep the life of the Sahaba Kiram, the Ahl Bayt Athar, the Buzurgan Deen, the Awliya Izam, and obviously the life of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of us, and only then we will be successful in this world as well as in the hereafter. Subhanallah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the barakat and the blessings of this world and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability of following in his footsteps. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to always remain firm on the teachings of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, on Maslaki Haq, Maslaki Ala Hazrat, Maslaki Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. With these few words, we are reaching the conclusion. In fact, we have reached the conclusion of today's discussion. And we should always remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love. By Allah, you have everything. You lose this love. By Allah, you lose everything. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base. You know, the moment we can register this, the moment we can instill these words in our brains, in our minds, in our hearts, then automatically we will, you know, start believing that there is no compromise on Aqeedah. Unfortunately, today people start compromising, people start overlooking, people start, you know, having a soft heart towards the bad mazhab, towards those who have corrupt Aqeed. But remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your heart, and then you will see how everything will open. You will see that why those who have the corrupt Aqeed and beliefs, why you are not to have a connection and attachment towards them. Inshallah, when you instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your heart, in your mind, we make dua. May Allah Ta'ala always keep us firm on the teachings of Islam, and may Allah Ta'ala keep us firm on the path of guidance, on the light of guidance. Inshallah, we hope to see you in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Always remember that in life you do have difficulties, you do have some problems, you do have calamities. My marhum father, may Allah grant him Jannah, used to always say that in life you do have speed humps, but the beauty and the art is that you must learn how to cross those speed humps. Make dua, may Allah grant all of the Muslims easiness across the globe, wherever the Muslims are suffering, Muslims are being tortured, Muslims are being troubled in different parts of the world. May Allah grant all of them lots of sabr. May Allah grant them success in this world, in the hereafter as well. And may Allah ease all our difficulties. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen bijahin Nabi Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Till we meet again, inshallah, keep us in your duas. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.